Chapter 23, Magic Night at Les Bandouches. There were two very hot nightclubs when I was living in Paris back in 1985. One was called Le Palace, and the other was called Les Bandouches. And anybody who was anybody could be seen in those clubs back then. I usually went to Le Palace, but on this particular night, I went to Les Bandouches, and it's a night that I'll never forget. When I got there was a long line of hopefuls trying to get in, and a barrier blocking the entrance with two guys dressed in suits standing there and letting certain people in. 100 people were in line, and someone or some group would approach, and voila, the velvet rope would be unhinged, and that person or party would go right on in. Then they'd latch it again and stare straight ahead. When I got there, it seemed like an event, and when I approached that velvet rope, they right away opened it up for me. No words. I approached, and voila, the gate opened. To this day, I have no clue as to why, but it did, and I took it in stride. I think back then I had a high opinion of myself, and that I was a somebody and could have anything that I wanted. And when you feel like that, I think that it rubs off on people you come in contact with, and they come to believe it too. I mean, I was a model in Paris, so it wasn't that far-fetched that they let me in, but hell, they didn't know that I was modeling in Paris, so who knows? Your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, I went inside and started making my way to the dance floor where it appeared that the action was. And the first thing that I saw, or I think I saw anyway, was a guy getting a blowjob from another guy right there in the front part of the club as soon as I got inside the place a bit. Wow, cool place. I mean, it's not that I was gay or anything, and it wasn't a gay club per se, but that's what I saw first, or at least I think I did. Then I'm still moving along in the same direction, music pumping, people dancing, and I saw a little stairway going up to another level of the club, and I walked up a ways and sat down halfway up that little stairway. It was sort of a dead little area, and it was dark, and there were just a few people around, and it was as good as any other place to sit. And near me was a very sexy girl also sitting on those stairs. Pretty soon we started sort of eyeing each other, and very few, if any, words were spoken, and the next thing I knew, we were kissing and touching each other and getting turned on, and one thing led to another, and in no time, she's sitting on my lap grinding away as I'm inside her, and we're having sex right there on those stairs, and it was yet again animal type, as good as it gets sex, and right out of nowhere. Don't think I'm a bullshitter, by the way, because I'm not, but it was so out of left field and passionate and quick, and we got done what we needed to get done. I mean, what a turn on. And don't think the sex wasn't great because of the circumstances. It was great because of the circumstances. I think that when sex is forbidden and you find a way to do it anyway because you just have to do it, makes it even better. It's not contrived, if you get my drift. Here we were, two strangers, sitting on a stairs in Les Bandouches, getting it on, and nothing else mattered. No conversations or cell jobs, just two animals going at it. I hate to say it, but I'm getting horny just recalling the story. It was just very, very sexy. Very quickly, I climaxed, sat there inside her for a minute, and then we both got up and went to the dance floor and started dancing. I would never see her again, nor Les Bandouches, but none of that matters. I was living in the moment, and that was good enough for me. Been there, done that, and loved it. I sure as hell did Les Bandouches that night. I got the following description of Les Bandouches on the internet, and it mentions 1985, and that night occurred in 1985, and looking at it in retrospect, It's so fascinating as I appeared to fit right in. Just in case you're wondering, this story is verbatim. Again, I know it sounds far-fetched, and it is, but when you're running around the world living in the moment, things happen. And I'll leave it at that. I got this from Wikipedia. Magnifique, magique, boutique, right? Sorry about that. Writes one former patron describing Les Bandouches, reminiscing over the photo gallery of the former nightclub's resident photographer, Folk Khan. We're looking at his raw photographs over the years he spent snapping that debaucherous goings-on at the legendary night spot, years which he regards as the most exciting time of his life, the belle epoque of clubbing, if you will. He claims it was around 1985, when we didn't know all about AIDS. Everyone was having sex with everyone, anytime, anywhere, we were free. Khan's job was made easy by the endless list of celebrities that frequented Les Bandouches, and we're not talking stars of reality television when the photographer believes is behind the demise of nightclub glamour. We're talking about real legends like Andy Warhol, Mick Jagger, Yves Saint Laurent, Karl Lagerfeld, all the 80s supermodels, Jack Nicholson, De Niro, Bowie, Prince, Johnny Depp when he was still dating Kate Moss, and an underage Vanessa Paradise, who would later become the mother of his children. I'll have to apologize for some of the mispronunciations there, but I'm going to leave it at that. End of chapter.